This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Akron indie band Ledges has released a new 80s-infused album that's much more polished than the band's previous work. The friends who've been playing together since high school have recorded music mostly on their own in a basement. This past year, they made their first full-length album in Nashville for free. For this week's Shuffle, I'm joined by Andy Hoffman of Ledges. Artists from Beyoncé to Elvis Costello have recorded at Ocean Way Studios. And Andy, you and your bandmates Alex Hoffman, Matt Gregory, and Corey Heddleston have a friend who was interning there who let you use the space when it wasn't booked. Talk about going from DIY to Music Row.
Man, a total of like 7 or 8 trips to Nashville, I think, over the course of a year and a half.
That's quite a project.
Yeah. There's these like platinum albums hanging on the wall and you're just walking around like this little band from Akron, kind of feeling out of place. But it was also really cool and like a really cool creative environment to be in.
I want to play a little bit of the first single that you released called Teenage Daydream. Starts with this synth sound, goes into the indie rock. Where did that come together, where you fuse this 80s pop in with your traditional rock sound?
Yeah, I think I got on board with this idea of kind of revitalizing these old sounds and like mixing it with these indie rock roots that we have, but kind of expounding on it with these kind of spacey 80s synth production elements.
I want to play a little bit of the next song that you released called Nothing to Say.
There was nothing to say, but I was into the way you talked to me.
It starts off softly, it gains intensity, and I know that's kind of the theme of this album, isn't it?
Yeah, so the album kind of follows the story of this character. Goes through this deconstruction of faith and his worldview, which I think a lot of us go through. So the album kind of takes this interesting, like, romantic turn where, like, he tries to fill the gap that's left from, like, his worldview exploding with this girl. The story of Nothing to Say is, like, very specific, where we, like, imagined he's out walking through the cold night and sees, like, this cabaret bar. So that's why that piano intro sounds the way it does, is because it's him walking into the bar and hearing this piano. And then as the song picks up, it's like him seeing this girl. But we also intentionally kept the lyrics of that song and the melody super simple, because we think it like gets across this superficial infatuation kind of thing that he has with this girl, where he's like, oh, I'm in love, but wait, I don't even like know what her name is. Take your heart, your heart,
your heart, your heart. It's interesting that all of you could get on the same page about telling this story about this one character.
Yeah, it was interesting. Like, we actually had a night where we like storyboarded the album.
All of you guys have full-time jobs outside of the band.
Mm-hmm.
You've just produced this very polished album in Nashville. What are you hoping Ledges will be?
Yeah, I think we're very open-ended about it. One of my friends, Zach, he's in a band called Citizens and Saints from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been kind enough to kind of hop on the phone with me every once in a while and kind of talk to me about what it's like to be in a band and release an album. Because this is new for us, like releasing a full-length album and trying to push it. So he posed a question that really framed it well for me, that was, is this just a hobby? And I think we're in that middle ground right now, where it's definitely more than a hobby at this point, just because of the money and time and everything that we've poured into this project. We're not quite at the point of, like, let's jump all in and, like, hit the road full time. A big thermometer, if you will, for us is going to be how people respond to this album.
I want to thank Andy Hoffman for joining me from Ledges. Andy, thanks so much. Good luck to you guys for the rest of the year.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really honored to be here.
We're hearing the song Snow, Andy's favorite from Ledges' new album Homecoming. You can hear the full track with thoughts on Hoffman's songwriting process at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition. Not a word to break the silence, not a word.